أضعف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضاه. سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته. سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده. اللهم صل على سيدنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد ما في علم الله صلاة دائمة بدوام ملك الله. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح. اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم. ربنا زدنا علما. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل متاع الدنيا قليل والآخرة خير لمن اتقى. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدنيا مزرعة الآخرة. صدق الله وصدق رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين. حاضرين الكرام، Honorable Assembly, we have only one chance to make it good for the next life, which is the real life. We have only one life, one opportunity, one chance to make it good for the next life, which is the permanent life. In the Battle of Khandaq, when they were digging the trenches, they were in a state of hunger. It was cold. They had no slaves to help them, no laborers. Even the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the trench and he was digging. The Sahaba said they saw the blessed abdomen of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam covered with dust. He saw the Muhajirin and the Ansar, he saw them working, and he said, by way of encouragement, Allahumma la aisha illa aishul akhirah, faghfir lil ansar wal muhajira. Ay Allah, Allahumma la aisha, wala, there is no aish, there is no zindagi, there is no hayat, there is no living, no real life, illa aishul akhirah, except the life of the hereafter. Allahumma la aisha illa aishul akhirah, faghfir lil ansar, so forgive the ansar, wal muhajira, and forgive the muhajirin. This is the real life. This world is fleeting, this world is temporary, but we have this chance to cultivate the ground. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ad-dunya mazratul akhirah." The dunya is the tilling field, the planting ground for the akhirah. If we waste time here, we do not pluck out the weeds and clean the grass from the soil, and sow our seeds and plant our seeds and water them and fertilize them, we will have, unfortunately, nothing to reap in the Akhirah. So today, I would speak about a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we have heard before. But you know what? Al-ilmu bit-takrar. Knowledge comes with repetition. When something is repeated, it sticks. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was the best of all teachers. Innama bu'istu mu'alliman. Said, I was sent as a mu'allim. I was only sent as a teacher. I was also sent as a da'i. A teacher. A da'i. Repeats. Rasul alayhi salam is to say something sometimes once, twice, three times. Teachers, da'is, they repeat themselves. Innama al-ilmu bit-takrar. Knowledge is with repetition. The purpose of this hadith is that we may understand it, we may make amal upon it, act upon it, and that we may do tabligh of it, convey to others. The purpose of this hadith is that I am sure that every one of us, each and every one of us, can find ourselves a place in this hadith. In this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is speaking about seven categories of people who will be enjoying the good of the Akhirah, who will be in comfort, who will be in the rahmah of Allah, while others will be in the sun, while others will be toiling, while others will be perspiring, buckets of drop. We can find ourselves at least into one or two of the categories that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about in that hadith of his, which was reported both in Bukhari as well as in Muslim. Sayyidul Kaunain, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Khatamul Anbiya'i Wal Mursaleen, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Saba'atun. There are seven types of people, seven classes of people, seven categories of people. Yudhilluhumullahu fi dhillihi, whom Allah will shade, whom Allah will put in His shade on that day when there'll be no shade except His shade. We should immediately be attentive that, can I find myself at least into one of these categories? Can we take the heat of the sun? I think the hottest we have ever reached in Trinidad is about maybe 34 or 35 Celsius. And that is considered hot, 35. Wow, in Saudi, in Bombay, in Delhi, when it is hot season, it goes to 40, 45. And Hazrat told me sometimes it goes to 50 in Saudi, 50 Celsius. The air is so hot, the blast is so hot, you can't even open your windows. Gonna get hot air. And that's when people are in shade. But what about in the open sun, under the heat of that sun? We look for a shade. We look for shade. That's why we have umbrellas. And umbrellas are not only for rain. In Arabic, umbrella is called shamsiya, for the sun also. And a parasol for the sun. But on the day, and the sun is, wow, yes, the sun is in our, is in the solar system. But it's very, very far away from us. It's in the fourth sky, far away from us. If the sun would just come down about 1, 2, 3 degrees closer to the earth, can you imagine what's going to happen? Ma'adallah. The thing about heat is that you can take off your sweater, you can take off your shirt, you can take off your jersey, but you can't take off your skin. With cold, you could add more clothes, you can get warmth, you can light a fire. 1, 2, 3 degrees closer to the earth, and what's going to happen with us on the day of Qiyamah? The sun is going to be so close, it's going to be about one spear's length above our heads. Wow. And the earth is going to be made level, like a plateau. وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزًا. And you will see the earth empty and plain and level like a plateau. And the earth is going to be made of silver. So can we imagine the reflection and the radiation of the heat? What a heat wave. The sun is over our heads. No shade. And people are sweating. People are perspiring. We must think about that day. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٌ عَن نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا, says Allah. Fear such a day when no soul can benefit another soul. Think about that day. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا. Fear that day. Think about it. Prepare for it. It's the day, according to all the commentators of the Holy Quran, Allama Jalaluddin, Allama Ibn Kathir, all the commentators of the Holy Quran, they say that there'll be no valleys, no caves, no depression, no trees, leveled like a plateau, flat like a table. Where can we hide from the heat of that sun? And people will be perspiring. Some will be covered in perspiration up to their ankles, some up to their knees, some up to their waist, and so on, in accordance to the amount of sins, biting the nails, saying, Nafsi, Nafsi, oh myself, concerned about himself, Nafsi, Nafsi. The heat of that day. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in Bukhari that the heat that we get here is from a blast of Jahannam. Jahannam exhales. So that day there is not going to be no shade, no tree, no umbrella, no cave, no depression, nowhere we can go and look for shade. But the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaded under the Arsh of Allah, entered into the rahmat and the mercy of Ar-Rahman. Can you imagine what a big favor that is, while the other people are there saying nafsi and sweating and perspiring and in the heat, fearful that sabatun, seven types of people, yudhilluhum Allah fi dhillihi, Allah will enter them, Allah will shade them in his shade beneath his arsh. Yani yudkhiluhum Allahu fi rahmati, Allah will enter them into his rahmat and mercy. Shaded under the arsh of Allah, close to Allah. Yawma la dhilla illa dhillu. On a day when there'll be no dhill and there'll be no shade except his shade. So let's see where we can fit in. Number one, said the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Imamun adil, an imam, a ruler, an amir, a leader who is just, who is honest, who is not biased, who is not prejudiced. Imamun adil, first person. All those who fall into that category, mashallah. Second, said the Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam, Ash-shabu nasha fi ibadatillah. Ash-shabu nasha fi ibadatillah. The young person, the youth who grew up in the ibadat of Allah, subhanallah. When the person was young, an accounting begins when a person becomes baligh. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, he's close to the age of bulugh, he becomes baligh. 12, 13, 14, 15, but he's growing up in the ibadat of Allah. He's growing up not on the streets, but he's growing up in the masjid. Wow! Such a young person who is devoted to Allah, Allah loves that youth. Allah loves those young people who could have utilized their youth, their strength, their energy, vigor and vitality in pursuits of this world and in the pleasures of this world. They could have utilized that. Ash-shababu shubatum min al-junun. Madness is, youthfulness is a branch of madness. Pagal. But ash-shabu nasha fi ibadatillah. That youth who emerged, who grew up in the ibadat of Allah. Subhanallah. Person is 75, 70, 60. He turns to Allah. It is good. It's good he turns to Allah. He's a fool if he is 60 and 75 and is still not turning to Allah and still thinking about the dunya, running after the things of the dunya. Safiha nafsa. But the young person, wow, he has youth and energy. But you know what? He chooses to be a slave of Allah. In his youthful days, he chooses to grow up in the ibadat of Allah. Such young people, they have a place in the shade of Allah on that day when there is no shade except His shade. Ash-shabu nasha fi ibadatillah. That's two. Number three. Rajulun qalbuhu mu'allakum bil masjid. A man whose heart is attached to the masjid. His heart is as it were hanging in the masjid. It's suspended in the masjid. إِذَا قَرَجَ مِنْهُ, whenever he leaves from the masjid. حَتَّى يَعُودَ إِلَيْهِ, until he returns to the masjid. He has attachment with the masjid. Can we not fall in? Are we finding ourselves into any of these categories? Now is the chance. Now is the time. While we still have life. رَجُلٌ, a man, قَلْبُهُ, whose قَلْب, whose heart, Mu'allakum bil masjid, is connected and attached to the masjid. Idha karaja min, whenever he comes out of it. Hatta yauda ilay, until he returns to the masjid. When he is out of the masjid, he's like a fish out of water. And when he is in the masjid, he's like a fish in water. Sometimes because of our weakness, may Allah forgive us. May Allah help us. We behave in the masjid as though we are like fish out of water. We just wait for the salam to start rushing because we are not at peace. We start rushing. There's no time to sit, no time to pause, no time to listen to a little talim, a little advice, no time to make a dua, no time to reflect. It's like if we are fish out of water. It is said about the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when someone would ask the children, where is your father? Aina abuka? He would say, my father who are fil masjid, he's in masjid. But I don't know when he's going to return. And if the child was asked, where is your father? He would say, my father is in the business place, is in the souk, in the market, but he'll return in this time. Today we have become opposite. My father is in the masjid, but he's coming back just now. You know what? My father gone to work, but I don't know when he coming back. Tables are turned. May Allah forgive us. We behave when we are in the masjid as though we are fish out of water. But this person, such people who fall into the category that they have a love for the masjid, for Baytullah, for the house of Allah, to be the mahman and the guest of Allah, to walk with wudu with every footstep, one sin is being erased, one blessing is to his account, and one stage is being lifted higher as he walks to the masjid. He walks with wudu. And the Rasul alayhi salam said, the likeness of one who walks with wudu to the masjid is like one who has put on the ihram and is coming for hajj. Rajulun qalbuhu mu'allakum bil masjid. A man whose heart is connected to the masjid, idha karaja min, when he comes out of it, hatta ya'uda ilayhi, until he returns to the masjid. It's three so far. Number four, rajulani, two men, tahabba fillah, who fell in love with one another, with each other, for the sake of Allah. There's a strong bond between them, and that bond is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a friendship, a love for the sake of Allah. Rajulani, tahabba fillah, two men who have that muhabbat, that love, that affection, deep bond with one another for the sake of Allah. Ijtama'alay, whenever they meet upon that love. Watafarraqalay, and whenever they separate on that love of Allah. What a sweet feeling to love for the sake of Allah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man ahabba lillah, whoever loves for the sake of Allah, not for no other reason, wa abghadha lillah, and whoever hates for the sake of Allah, whenever he loves, the motive is Allah. Whenever he dislikes and he hates, is not because of nafs, not because of dunya, but he dislikes, he hates, he becomes annoyed for the sake of Allah. Man ahabba lillah wa abghadha lillah wa ata lillah, and whoever gives for the sake of Allah. Wa mana lillah, and whoever does not give, refrains from giving for the sake of Allah. Faqad istakmala al-iman, he has completed his iman. Wow. He has iman a kamil, said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are great shoba, great branches of iman. Rajulani, two friends, two men or two sisters, tahabba fillah, love one another for the sake of Allah. They are immersed in the love for the sake of Allah, loving one another, that friendship. Ijtama'ala dhalika, whenever they meet upon that. Watafarraqa alayhi, and they separate upon that love. They are categorized as being those who'll be under that arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it indeed is a sweet feeling to have. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when there's an individual on this earth, when there are people on this earth that you become attached to and you love them, there is warmth towards them for the sake of Allah, you are tasting the sweetness of iman. And if you don't have that love in your hearts for people, for the sake of Allah, for the Ahlullah, for your companions even who are trying, if you don't, that your heart is dead, feelings are dead. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, thalathatun, there are three qualities, three things. Man kunna fihi, anyone in whom these three things are found, wajada bihinna halawata al-iman, he will taste the sweetness of iman with these things. Through these things he will taste the sweetness of iman. And iman is something to be tasted like honey is to be tasted, and good delicious food is to be savored and enjoyed. So too iman is something to experience the sweetness and the ecstasy and joy of which to be felt. Three things. Man kana Allah wa rasuluhu, anyone whom to whom Allah is Rasul. Ahabba ilayhi mimma siwahuma. I'm more beloved to him than anyone else and anything else. Number one in my life, in your life, in our lives, Allah and His Rasul. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ الْمَرْأَ. Anyone who loves another person, another human being, a man, a slave of Allah, a sister, sister to sister. لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. He doesn't love that person except for Allah. The third quality. وَمَنْ يَكْرَهُ أَنْ يَعُودَ فِي الْكُفْرِ. Anyone who dislikes to go back to kufr, he doesn't want to go back to the jahil way. He doesn't want to go back to kufr and to shirk. بَعْدَ أَنْ أَنْقَذَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مِنْ. After Allah has delivered him from kufr, he doesn't want to go back. كَمَا يَكْرَهُ أَنْ يُلْقَى فِي النَّارِ. Just as he would detest to be flung in the fire of Jahannam, he doesn't want to go back to kufr. Rasul said, anyone possessing these three qualities will taste the sweetness of Iman. And if we don't have that, we don't have that love, that friendship, attachment, kunu ma sadiqin, command of Allah, be with the truthful ones. And if we can't love, hub, that's a big word, mahabba, wood. Al-Wadud is the name of Allah. It's one of His sifat and qualities. Al-Wadud, the loving one. Love, because of love Allah created this whole world. So if our hearts are devoid of it and we can't love, but you know what's happening today, unfortunately, sadly? What's happening today, the biggest, the most depressing thing that is happening in the Ummah today, which can be seen as we go closer into Qiyamah, is that we have stopped loving. We have stopped caring. We have become cold. Very cold. You know what we have done? We have drawn circles. A man draws a circle around himself and he includes in that circle his wife and children. That's it. That's the love. Extended to that only. A man draws a bigger circle, he includes his mother and father, brothers and sisters, aunts and relatives. A man draws a bigger circle, he includes the people of his community. A man draws a circle around himself, he includes the people of his country and his island. Do you know what circle Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew? He drew such a circle that encompassed al-alameen, the worlds. The worlds, the alamul jinn wal ins. The world of the human beings and of the jinnat and the creatures and the worm and the fishes and even the birds and the trees. Oh, cared about them. Every living thing. His circle was so big that when the verse of Quran was revealed to him, وَلَا سَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Allah, soon your Rabb is going to give to you such things in the Akhirah which you'll be pleased with. You'll be very happy with what your Rabb is going to give you in the Akhirah. But his circle was not for Fatima and Ali and Hassan and Hussein and his Ahlul Bayt or Azwaji Mutahara, wives and family. His circle was bigger. He included the Ummah in this circle. He said to Allah, Idhan, in that case, La Arda, Idhan, La Arda, I will not be happy. Wa wahidun min ummati finnar, when one of my Ummah is in the fire of Jahannam and I'm enjoying myself, or me and my family, we are safe, and one of my Ummah, one ummati is in the fire of Jahannam crying, he's in pain, I will not be happy. وَلَا سَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. إِذَنْ لَا أَرْضَى. In that case, I won't be happy, O Allah. وَوَاحِدٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِ فِي النَّارِ. When one of my ummah is in the fire, you have to give them to Allah. Please, O my Rabb. So what has happened today, which is most depressing, is you see a coldness existing in the ummah. Ready to fight, ready to argue. Sometimes one kalima, one word, one action, and you see a coldness. It's depressing. And circles are being drawn, small circles. We need to make these circles bigger. We need to bring back love, establish love, friendship. It's a masnoon dua. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua. Allahumma rizukna hubbaka. O Allah, grant us your love. Wa hubba man yanfa'una hubbuhu innak. And grant us the love of such people whose love will benefit us with you. Love of them is beneficial with you, in your sight, before you. Rajulani, two men. tahabba fillah, who loved one another for the sake of Allah. Ijtama ala dhalik, they met on that. Wa tafarraqa alay, and they separated on that. That's four. Fifth category. Warajulun, a man. Dhakara Allah qaliyan, who remembered Allah in solitude. He remembered Allah in solitude when he's alone. Fafadat aynahu, and his eyes flowed with tears. Khalwa, solitude. About the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Bukhari, it is mentioned, wa kanat hubbibat ilayhi al-khalwa. That khalwa, isolation, solitude, was made beloved to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It's a time for contemplation, a time for reflection, a time for connection with Rabb, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a time for muraqabah, a time to think about myself, to think about yourself, to think about death. Think, where am I? What have I done? What have I prepared? How many seeds have I sown for the akhirah? Rajulun dhakara Allah qaliyan, a man who remembered Allah in khalwa, in seclusion, in privacy. Fafadat aynahu, and his eyes started to flow with tears. Perhaps out of joy, perhaps out of fear. It can also mean that the man is in the crowd, but he's in the crowd in such a hal and state that as though he is oblivious of everyone else. And it's only he and Allah that exists. It's only he and Allah existing. And his eyes flowed with tears. Number six, sixth category. وَرَجُلٌ دَعَتُ إِمْرَأَةٌ ذَاتُ حَسَبٍ وَجَمَالٍ, a man whom a woman gave invitation, come to me. She gave herself to him. رَجُلٌ دَعَتُ إِمْرَأَةٌ ذَاتُ حَسَبٍ وَجَمَالٍ, not a woman on the streets, not a prostitute, not a woman of low standing. The Rasul said, ذَاتُ حَسَبٍ وَجَمَالٍ, a woman of hasab, a woman of standing, a woman of status, a woman of jamal, a woman of beauty. Da'atuhu, she gave him dawah. Come to me. Faqala inni akhafu Allah. He said, I fear Allah. I fear Allah. I fear Allah. Such a person has a place underneath the arsh of Allah, in the shade of Allah. And last but not least, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Rajulun, a man, tasaddaqa biyaminihi, who gave charity with his right hand in such a way that was totally free from show, hatta la ta'lama shimaluhu, so much so until his left hand doesn't know, ma tunfiku yaminuhu, doesn't know what the right hand is spending. Not even the left hand knows what the right hand is giving. No bragging, no boasting, no showing off. Sometimes concerning sadaqah, if it is a fard sadaqah like zakat, like sadaqah fitr, it should be given openly so as to encourage others to do their duty. If it's a nafil charity, nafil sadaqah, the best thing with nafil charity is to give it quietly. Quietly. Sometimes you could give it openly if you are free of riyah and show, to encourage others also. But the best thing about nafil sadaqah is quietly. Hatta la ta'lama shimalu, he gives his charity in such a way that his left hand is not knowing, ma tunfiku yaminuhu, what his right hand is given. I'm sure that you and I can find at least one of these categories that we can fall into and make effort. Ad-dunya mazratul akhirah, said the Prophet. The dunya sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the tilling ground, the planting ground, the cultivation field for the akhirah. We have one chance, one life, one opportunity. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah.